Alex Killorn scores the tie-breaking goal in the Anaheim Ducks 2-1 victory over the Ottawa Senators. Anaheim, California, Alex Killorn scored the tie-breaking goal on a pass from rookie Olin Zellweger early in the third period of the Anaheim Ducks' third victory in four games, 2-1 over the Ottawa Senators on Wednesday night, March 6. Ryan Strome also scored and Lucas Dostal made 29 saves for the Ducks in a meeting of two long-struggling franchises already playing out the string in seasons that will end in the extension of two playoff droughts stretching longer than a half-decade apiece. Mark Kostelec scored and Mads Søgaard stopped 14 shots for the Senators. They lost their fifth straight overall in the opener of a three-game California swing. Ottawa had two golden chances to tie it in the final minute, but Dostal stopped Tim Stützle's impressive drive to the net and quickly slid over to block Jacob Kykren's rebound shot. Dostal had 18 saves in the third period, extending his impressive three-game stretch to 110 saves on 116 shots. The depleted Ducks were without three of their top four scorers thanks to injuries and trades. They put AHL forwards Pavel Regenda and Glenn Gaudin into their lineup a few hours after trading Adam Henrique and Sam Carrick to Edmonton. Anaheim also was without two-time All-Star forward Troy Terry, who was scratched 15 minutes before face-off with an upper body injury. The Ducks already were playing without injured forwards Mason McTavish, Leo Carlson, and Trevor Zegras, while goalie John Gibson has sat out three straight games during his usual spring stint on the trade block. Ottawa went ahead just 2:44 in on a deflected goal for Arizona native Kostelec. Strome tied it early in the second, deflecting his 10th goal of the season off Jake Sanderson's leg. The Ducks went ahead when Zellweger smartly found Killorn for a tip goal, his 10th of the season and his second in two games. Zellweger's assist was the second in seven NHL games for the prize 20-year-old defenseman, a key component of Anaheim's rebuilding plans. The Ducks are finishing up their sixth consecutive non-playoff season, while the Senators will miss the postseason for the seventh straight season. Despite the NHL's expansion to 32 teams necessarily leading to more markets being shut out of the playoff experience, Commissioner Gary Bettman said before the game that his league has no interest in expanding its playoff format, as the NBA did in 2020. "We like what we have, and we don't want to dilute either the regular season or the playoffs," Bettman said. Bettman also said Anaheim is likely to get its first All-Star weekend or an outdoor game in a few years when the OC Vibe Entertainment Complex is fully operational on the land surrounding Honda Center. Major construction began on the sprawling project last year, with a targeted completion date of 2028. Ducks forward Jacob Silfverberg played in his 800th NHL game. The Senators drafted Silfverberg in the second round in 2009 and traded him to Anaheim in July 2013, just 48 games into his career. The Ducks will host Dallas on Friday night. By Greg Beauchamp.